You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right, in light of the government's recent blanket ban on prisoner voting rights, the decision has received significant criticism. Such criticisms include the ban being described as a violation of fundamental rights and a weak incentive for criminals. I spoke to criminology lecturer from the University of Auckland and press spokesperson for People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Dr. Emmy Rakati, and how she feels about the move. The government has recently reinstated a voting ban on prisoners. What do you think the impacts of this change might be?
Well, it's going to mean that the prison population are disenfranchised. This is something that we've had before in this country. So the last national government also passed a total ban on prisoner voting rights. And what they found was that every legal institution in the country, from the Auckland High Court to the Supreme Court to the Waitangi Tribunal, were unanimous in concluding that this was an illegal ban which violated the Bill of Rights. Now, everyone who's going to have their right to vote taken off of them is in prison because they broke the law. But there doesn't seem to be a standard that this government is holding itself to.
How will this ban affect representation at elections?
So the prison population is a little bit over 10,000 right now. It's unlikely that this is going to shift the election results in any major way. This is a pretty small population. Many people inside don't vote, even when they have got the right to do so. But the thing that really frustrates me, and which I think should worry people about this ban, is that it signals the kind of politics that the government is trying to use. This is a population of people who are very easy to demonize. And by taking this random swipe at incarcerated people, what this government is trying to do is to find a folk devil who they can pass legislation against and publicly humiliate with the goal of trying to unify their base behind them. This isn't a policy which is meeting any direct need. There was no harm that was being done by allowing incarcerated people to vote. This isn't a policy which is going to have any positive outcomes. The Minister of Justice hasn't even tried to argue that this is going to help in some way. This is a policy which is being passed for no other reason than spite.
Recently, the Minister of Justice and the Prime Minister said that as a member of society, if you breach certain responsibilities, you get rights such as voting taken away. Do you think this is fair? And can you elaborate on how, because I'd assume People Against Prisons would think that this is unfair. Can you elaborate on how this is unfair?
When the Crown came to this country and started shooting us and stealing all of our things, the claim that the Crown has always made is that they were here to bring the rule of law. So it's annoying to me as a Māori person, standing in my stolen country, having been dispossessed of everything that my ancestors owned, to now get told that the government can, for no reason and without even the attempt at justification, just start stripping people's rights off of them. Legitimate governments can't just start carving parts out of the electorate who they say don't get to take part in the process of electing them anymore. Can the government do this? Yes, they can do this. So we have parliamentary supremacy in New Zealand, which means that governments can pass legislation even if the Supreme Court concludes that the legislation is unconstitutional. In this case, it violates the Bill of Rights, so this would be an illegal law to pass. So they can do it. The question is, why are they doing it? So the same government has been kicking and screaming and crying with hysterical rage for over a year now about the idea that co-governance with Māori is racist, that honouring the government's tiriti obligations to Māori would be unfairly favourable to us. This government dismantled the Māori Health Authority. They removed bowel cancer testing for Māori Pacific people, which was being done at the younger age that we die of those cancers. This government carved out Section 7A from the Oranga Tamariki Act, allowing them to continue to place Māori children with non-Māori families, preventing Māori social organisations, iwi and hapu, from participating in the process of finding placements for those children. This government has constantly taken actions which harm Māori and then justify those actions on the basis that they comply with the principle of absolute equality before the law, that we are all equal and have to be treated equal, even if it harms Māori. It's just an unfortunate coincidence that all these actions hurt Māori, the government has claimed. But now, when they have the opportunity to take an action which will harm a primarily Māori population, they've thrown out the principle of absolute equality. Now, none of that matters anymore, and the government is perfectly willing to claim that we are all unequal before the law, and that some people, for no reason, can just be told they don't get to vote anymore. So it's the hypocrisy which is really frustrating, because it shows that none of these values that this government has said are so important to it, none of these principles that this government claims it was founded on, none of that stuff matters at all. What seems to matter at the end of the day is harming poor people and getting racist Facebook uncles excited to vote for the coalition parties. And I don't think that that's a good enough basis to pass laws as far-reaching and as concerning.
So seeing as you know, the government is pushing for this as part of their tough-on-crime approach, how do you think that this will affect crime?
Well, the thing is that no one has made any argument as to how this is going to affect crime. Are we supposed to believe that people are out, cruise around in their car, looking for houses to rob, and they get the cricket bat from the trunk of their car, get out to break a window so that they can steal something from inside a house, and they go, hang on, if I get caught and if I get sent to prison, then I lose my right to vote, and that's the thing that's going to make me not commit this burglary? I mean, it's a fantastical, bizarre, completely fictional understanding of how people make decisions. Most crime is not committed after the person who commits that crime calculates like this rational metric of the costs and benefits from doing so. And so these kinds of laws that are aimed at general deterrence of crime, we know, criminologically speaking, don't have any measurable effect. So, no, this isn't going to make crime go down. This isn't going to make society any safer. It's not going to help to rehabilitate perpetrators of crime. There is no positive outcome that's going to come from this policy. And the government actually hasn't even tried to argue that there is going to be one. They've asserted that they're able to pass this law. And sure, they are. And they've asserted that it's good to do harmful things to incarcerated people. That is a value judgment which I don't share. But they have never tried to argue that it's going to make society a better place, because it fundamentally isn't going to. And there's no argument that it can even be marshalled up to try to pretend that that's the case. Look, most people aren't incarcerated, and most people actually aren't ever going to be incarcerated. So it's very easy for us to conclude that this kind of ban is a sad, annoying thing that's happening to other people who you don't need to worry about. But what this shows is that this government is willing to be told to its face by the highest legal authority in the country that its actions are illegal and still take them. I think that we should be concerned that the Prime Minister is willing to go on the news and speak to journalists who are writing down what he says and say, I don't care that I am breaking the law. This is the kind of thing that got Nixon turfed out of the White House. I think that's a really dangerous precedent to set, that the government can just ignore the law. And if they're allowed to ignore the law, why can't we?
Right. That was Dr. Emi Rakete from the University of Auckland and People Against Prisons Aotearoa on the blanket ban on prisoners' voting rights.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.